Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for December 2017. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's official broadcast is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart.
Good evening, everyone. On my last official broadcast for the year, it is really great to finish on a very positive note. First, our membership numbers are looking very strong, with many new members from last year renewing for another year. Exact figures are not available until the new year, but numbers are back to over the 1800 mark, which is where we were 5 or 6 years ago, which is excellent news for our association. I would like to thank all of you that have recently joined or renewed membership, and to those fellow amateurs that have provided the environment that our newcomers want to remain amongst. Second, 2017 has been a very successful year for passes and examination, with around 90 for the year. Again, a big thank you to all the branches that have run classes, the instructors in those branches, and to Debbie at HQ for processing all those many course line applications. With my Jock White Field Day Manager's hat on, I would like to remind you all that it's time to make sure your favourite branch spot is sorted for Saturday and Sunday, the 27th and 28th of February. Operating is from 3 p.m. on Saturday until midnight, and 6 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Sunday, with operation on 1840 metres. The full rules for the Jock White Field Day are available on the contest page of the NZART website. Please note that my address has changed for entries and is now 62 Hillcrest Avenue, Blenheim, 7201. That's 62 Hillcrest Avenue, Blenheim, 7201. I hope to hear many of you on during this great event on the 27th and 28th of February. The approaching holiday season is a great time to repair and improve antennas and get on the air, either from home or portable, while on holiday. I fully intend to do all of these. As another year finishes, I'd like to say a big thank you to our business manager, Debbie Morgan, Evan Sayer, our treasurer, my vice president, Phil Holliday, our councillors, and of course, all of our many officers for all their support and hard work over 2017, and of course, to you too, Jim. Finally, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all listeners.
And thank you, Stuart, the president of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. To summertime HF operating activities, and Mark ZL3AB has announced that commencing Tuesday the 16th January 2018 at 8 p.m, ZL's most popular HF Summer Sprint Series is back for another 6 weeks of Tuesday night operating mayhem. Lasting an hour in total, the first half hour is CW and the second SSB. Now, the first 3 weeks of the sprint are on 80 metres, with the last three on 40 metres. The exchange remains the same as previously, i.e. signal report and outside temperature. The sprint is a great opportunity for new licensees to rack up their 50 contacts on 80 metres before letting loose on the rest of the bands, and for everyone else to show them how it's done, or if easier, the habits they need to avoid. Speaking of which, this is also an excellent opportunity to practice not saying, "My number to you is," before the Jock White National Field Day at the end of February. The full sprint details can be found at zl3x.com/zl-summer-sprints. Again, that's zl3x.com/zl-summer-sprints. So that's the HF Summer Sprint Series for 2018, commencing on Tuesday, the 18th of January at 8 p.m. To Upper Hutt now, and our monthly broadcast report from NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Almost at the end of the year, however, just a couple of things before I close the business on the 23rd of December. Remember, if you are sending in any remits, they must be received at headquarters by the 31st of December. And also remember, these can be received by email thanks to a remit passed at this year's conference. Thank you to the many branches who have worked tirelessly throughout the year to promote amateur radio and introduce newcomers to the wonderful world of wireless radio. Headquarters will be closed from Friday the 23rd of December until Wednesday the 10th of January. so leave your details on my phone and I will get back to you. Lastly, may I wish you all the very best for Christmas and a happy and safe holiday season. We'll talk again in February. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. Remember, it's never too early to plan for your attendance at the NZART Conference. The 2018 conference, to be held over Queen's Birthday weekend, that's the 2nd and 3rd of June, will be hosted by Otago Branch 30 and held at Burns Lodge, Church Street in Mosgiel. See the details on page 33 of your November-December issue of Break-In. Book your travel now and get the best deals. NZART Conference 2018, that's in Dunedin, over Queen's Birthday weekend. Now to catch up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We open this week's newscast with a report about amateur radio's response to the California wildfires. As Amateur Radio Newsline went to production, firefighters were still struggling to contain the massive Thomas Fire in Southern California, where residents were being evacuated. As more evacuations were being planned on account of winds spreading the blaze, the need for HAM assistance remained an open situation, especially in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. HAMs were actively supporting shelter communications and staffing at least four evacuation centers. Amateur Radio Newsline will continue to follow this story, and updates will be posted on our Facebook page and on Twitter. It's said that there's nothing new under the sun, or even inside the sun, as Mike Askins, KE5CXP, tells us.
Sunspot patterns, it seems, have been a human obsession for at least 200 years. At least that's what can be believed from a recent discovery made in the state of Maine. A report that appears on space.com tells of a journal found inside a small house in that New England state with pages containing writings from some 200 years ago. The subject? Sunspots. The journal's contents are in an academic paper co-authored recently by solar scientist William Denig of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and historian Michael McVaugh of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The 19th century devoted sun watcher was a Congregational minister named Jonathan Fisher. The clergyman had at one time practiced a more scientific look at the heavens as a math and science student at Harvard University in the late 18th century. When he graduated, however, he took up the clerical cloth. Still, he never forgot his lessons in science, and when the Northern Hemisphere experienced what historians recall as a year without a summer in 1816, the Reverend kept meticulous drawings of his observations in those now faded pages. Clearly, we have more advanced ways of tracking sunspots now, but it's a comfort to know that we hams aren't the only ones who have a tradition of keeping a watchful and sometimes nervous eye on the sky. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Mike Askins, KE5-CXP.
It looks like hams in Germany won't be seeing a new entry-level license anytime soon, as we hear from Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Hopeful radio enthusiasts who were counting on the introduction of a new entry-level amateur radio license in Germany are going to have to wait a little longer. In fact, they're going to have to wait indefinitely. The license won't be happening, despite the fact that recent reports from Germany show that licensing is on the decline in that nation. Statistics show Germany having a peak of 80,000 licensed amateurs in 2002. By 2015, the number of license holders had slipped to 67,349. In recent years, the Deutsche Amateur Radio Club, or DARC, has been promoting amateur radio among young people and has been offering a free online training course. Figures show an increase in 2015 in the number of applicants taking license exams, but for now, there will be no new entry-level category for radio operators. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
In the world of DX, be listening for lots of signals coming from Vietnam. Dirk, DF2XG, is active as 3W9XG from Haiphong, where he's working as a project manager for an industrial venture. Listen for him on 40 through 10 meters. He'll be running 20 watts on operating CW. For QSL information, visit QRZ.com. Also in Vietnam is John, KB4FB, who will be operating as 3W9FB from Da Nang sometime in early January. He'll then move on to Laos and operate as XW4FB before returning to Vietnam in February. He'll be on a number of different HF bands throughout. Send QSLs via Logbook of the World. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World in March 2018.
And in the Gambia, Premislav, SP3PS will be active as C5 stroke SP3PS between the 30th of December and the 12th of January. Listen for him on 40, 20, and 10 meters in QSLs via his home call sign. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW in Picayune, Mississippi, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017. All rights are reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. It's time now for Waro News, and to say a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Have you visited the new Waro webpage yet? It's being updated regularly with news and upcoming events, and well worth a visit at qsl.net/NZWaro. That is qsl.net/NZWARO. I'd like to thank everyone who's sent me items for this broadcast during the year. I really appreciate your contributions. On behalf of WARO President Marlene, ZL1MYL, the executive and members of WARO, I wish everyone a very happy Christmas and a prosperous new year. I trust many of you will have a joyous holiday season with family and friends. If you're travelling during the holidays, I wish you smooth journeys and a safe return to your homes. That's all for 2017, Jim. I'll see you in the new year. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And welcome to the last Around the Branches for 2017. And we'll start with the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28. On January the 3rd, 2018, there'll be a barbecue at the club rooms from about 5 p.m. Not a formal meeting, just to get together. Bring along your own food and drink. To the Auckland VHF Group, Branch 66, the first meeting for 2018 will be a barbecue at the club rooms in Hazel Avenue on Monday the 22nd of January. Just bring your choice of meat to cook. To the Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03, the first club meeting of the new year will be on Saturday the 20th of January, starting 10 a.m. This will involve field day planning and a general rag chew. Note that the date is 1 week early to avoid Auckland anniversary weekend. Branch 10's at NZART, the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, has a general meeting this coming Tuesday, the 19th of December. There will be a seasonal supper at the end, possibly involving strawberries and ice cream. Just a note here for a future event in the Hawke's Bay, where there will be a ham fest hosted by Napier Amateur Radio Club on Saturday the 7th of April from 8 a.m. at the Napier Cricket Pavilion. There will be a variety of speakers presenting the latest in amateur radio technology in a format familiar from previous years. So mark the date now in your calendar for next year, Saturday the 7th of April. On Sunday the 21st of January, the Nelson Branch 26 Club Family Barbecue and Picnic will be held at Rabbit Island. You don't need to be a member of the club to attend, just come along and enjoy yourself. The event starts at 10:30 a.m. with lunch served at 12:30 p.m. at the usual site on Rabbit Island. And if you can't find the site, please call on the 7025 repeater for directions. There will also be a fox hunt on 2 metres, so remember to bring along your handheld. Remember to bring a salad or dessert to share, eating utensils and chairs to sit on. And finally, advance notice of an event at South Otago Branch 35 NZART, which will be having its annual picnic on Sunday, March the 11th at Naish Park, which is in Charlotte Street in Balclutha, starting from 10:30 a.m. Well, that's all from me for 2017. Have a happy Christmas and a safe new year if you're travelling about, and I hope to bring you news from around your region again in 2018. Okay, Jim, Merry Christmas to you too.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th of February, 2018. There is no official broadcast in January. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for December 2017. Season's greetings, everyone, and a very good night. Good night now.